This is the BBC.
It's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, the Vamps with a very messy innuendo bingo, and Brad in the highest waisted shorts in the history of pop. I need to pull it back, like badly, on today's bangers. Chris is winning, and we're getting more and more of your brilliant complaints, the ones you send to companies a bit late at night and then the next day think, oh, why did I say that? Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio
1. Hello, Christopher.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, you've moved to there again, haven't you? Stop moving around. I can't follow you. You right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, you?
How was last night?
Well, a strange day by all accounts yesterday, ending up with me DJing last night in some kind of jungle setting, some kind of like nature theme going on at the company I was DJing for. So there's plants all around me, and behind a PowerPoint with Scott Mills, Radio 1 DJ, written on it, and a picture of a frog.
Oh, they went for a frog?
Yeah, it's that stock photo, I think you probably know the one I mean, of the frog. Like hanging onto the reed with massive eyes, that one.
So was that some kind of joke? Was there something that you should sort of read into that?
I don't know, but like, I actually quite like the photo. Like, you know, we have those DJ cards. We still have those, don't we, downstairs at reception? That's probably could be my new DJ card. Scott Mills, Radio 1 DJ, but it's just a frog on a reed.
Is it just that they were lazy and they just used a sort of PowerPoint thing?
I don't know. Some kind of nature theme. There's a lot of plants on stage with me as well.
They didn't go for the snake vibe.
No, all right.
Themselves.
Really set my hay fever off, I've got to be honest.
Scott Mills.
Anything you want to ask the Vamps today, let me know on 81199. The Vamps are coming in for innuendo bingo. They're good at this game. Pretty vicious with it, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I worry I said something about Brad from the Vamps recently, which is going to catch up with me. So, you know, we were discussing celebrity first dates.
Yeah.
Because you'd been asked to go on it, right?
Yeah.
And he went on that show.
He did.
And there was quite a positive outcome from that event, I seem to remember. Now, I worry that we then went in depth discussing that positive event.
I
think it was something he told us off air.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
Right.
The trouble is, right, when you do this every day, you forget what you've actually said on the radio and what you've said off the radio.
Mm.
And what you did there is a classic. Had a conversation with Brad about his experience on Celebrity First Dates off the radio, but then forgot and thought you'd done it on the radio with him, and that's never happened.
No, so that's
so
what I'd like
too
to...
Much. You've revealed too much.
That's what I'd like to ask the Vamps.
Okay, right, sure, I'll put that down.
Scott Mills.
Chris wrote a strongly worded email yesterday as he ordered some food online, and, they didn't try that hard to deliver it here to Radio 1, to be honest, and then just walked off with it. I didn't try hard at all, so he sent quite a stroppy email.
Yeah,
to
I regret
them.
It now.
But do
at the
you?
But at the time I was a little bit hangry.
Yeah, proper hangry.
Yeah, I was proper hangry.
You do get that, by the way. You really get that.
Do I
can tell. Yeah, when you've not had food for a couple of hours, I can tell you're like, "Whoa."
Couple of hours.
Feed me. So we've been asking for your complaints that you send, and you think you're absolutely the right at the time, and now you cringe. We're going to do this after three.
Scott Mills.
Chris, you're being weird today.
What's up?
You just keep, like, standing in the middle of the studio, like, staring into space, like, with, like one finger in your mouth.
No, I just thought we'd be getting on with innuendo bingo by now. I'm just trying to work out what to wear, so I've just slipped some swim shorts
on. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
It's just like, it's like everything had stopped working. It's like your batteries had, like, run out or something. Like, you completely
stopped.
No,
I'll tell you what it is.
Staring into space.
I sort of zoned out on that last song. I was sort of there in my swim shorts, ready to go. No one's appeared yet. Vamps aren't here.
All right.
So I guess I was just wondering, what is the plan from here on in?
Right, we're going to play DJ Khaled, and then we're going to get them in. Oh, my God, have you seen the picture of DJ Khaled on a horse, by the way?
It's
my favourite thing of the year so far. Oh, no, I'm not pressing my buzzer. It's not my favourite thing, but it's up there. Just put DJ Khaled horse. I think that's fine for work. We need to check with Brad from the Vamps what we actually said about him on first dates off air and what we said on air.
Yeah, or at least give him the opportunity to sort of confirm or deny.
Right, after this.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Scott Mills here, and I am joined by the Vamps. Hello.
Woo! Yeah.
Oh, it's been a while, lads. What's going on? What's going on?
Not much. New album out.
Well, that's quite not much, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Been chilling. What about you guys?
Yeah, we're good.
Need to clear something up, Brad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a problem here, Brad.
Is there?
So Scott's been invited on Celebrity First Dates.
Right.
Really?
Okay.
Nice.
Right.
You did that, right?
I did do that, yeah.
Now, we were then talking about your experience on it, yes. And I may have said that it ended up being a very successful first date, but no. I couldn't remember if this was something that you'd said to us on the radio
did
or
I
something that you'd said.
No, we had a conversation, Brad, but I can't remember whether it was on air or off air.
Yeah.
So we had a conversation about
we
it.
We did talk about it. We talked about it last time.
It was very sexy. Oh, no, it's very successful.
That's
very
what I heard.
You put words about that.
It
no, it was very successful
sexy.
Because she was a very lovely girl and we had a very nice time at the restaurant.
And that's all, that was all that was said
at the restaurant,
wasn't it?
Yeah, fine.
Oh,
it.
Okay.
I just, don't know what you were thinking.
No, no, we just can't remember.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, let's move on. So, Chris, we've cleared that up now. That's good.
Yeah. Would you guys do any of these? There's a lot of them at the moment. Celebs go dating, those types of shows. Any interest at all?
I really enjoyed my experience because I think you should do it, by the way. So mm-hmm. I think it'd be good fun. Yeah. But I think it's very easy for the media to dehumanise celebrities. So I think by going on these kind of things, you see a side of celebrities that people don't necessarily see, and it's like that kind of vulnerable side of they do get a bit nervous before going on a date. So I think it makes like other people not feel so anxious themselves and feel a bit more.
Yeah, totally. Mm. And also you're young lads, you know, you've still got like there's loads of stuff that you guys get to do that young guys would be loving to be doing right now, but you must be doing a lot of the same stuff as well. Like, I guess you guys must be saving for things yourselves in your own lives.
Yeah, do you have to save up for things?
Absolutely.
What are you saving for, James?
Well, I'm just having a loft conversion, and we're having to wait quite a while before we can afford some blinds for the new windows.
Right. Okay, so no pressure, everyone, but the album is out now.
Yeah, please, I need those blinds.
Please, those blinds.
James can't sleep.
I can't, genuinely.
the problem is they're £10,000, these blinds.
They're not, I tell you. No, they're absolutely not.
I've got like a spare sheet. We could like get some blue tack and see.
That'd be tasteful.
This poor boy is not sleeping because no blinds.
Yeah.
Just think about that, listeners.
But did you ever think you'd get to a point where you're bothered about buying blinds?
No. You
know, I did. I always knew you'd be bothered about buying blinds, James.
That's when you're adulting.
I get the feeling you're quite house proud, James.
Not at the moment. It is a building site with no blinds, but I would like to be house proud at some point in my life.
Got you.
Yeah.
You know what? That's funny. My tenant, like on the day we were playing O2 Arena, it was like a really showbiz day and it was really cool. But then I got a call from my tenant saying I need to fix the fridge freezer.
Did you get around?
And I had to do it. So I was playing, and then I went around and I organised it, which is quite cool. So those are the things that bring us back down to earth.
Did you do it yourself?
No, I got someone else to do it.
Yeah, but we're back down to earth.
He got his servants to do it.
Of course. But, I mean, like, 1 minute you're at the O2, next minute you're just fixing some white goods. Actually, there's loads of people outside, as you may have noticed, outside Radio 1 today. A lot of fans. Becca's on line one. Hi, Becca.
Hello.
Hiya.
Are you outside Radio 1?
Yeah, I'm waiting outside.
How long have you been there?
Since 11.
Oh, that's okay. Wow. Oh, it's 3 hours. You want to ask a question? Fire away.
Yeah, I wanted to ask. It's something I've always been really curious about for no unknown reason. It's how do you take your tea?
Tea.
Oh, very good question.
Okay, well, that's
all differently. Different.
I don't take tea.
I'm
a tea hater. Black tea for me.
Right.
So I love Earl Grey or Lapsang Souchong.
Oh, you've changed.
Yeah. Two sugars.
Two sugars and a Lapsang Souchong.
Tell me about the Lapsang Souchong. Is this something that you picked up on your travels?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
You can get it in supermarkets. It's great. Very good. Yeah. Very tasteful.
So what else have you done? Because you've done a bit of travelling around, right? Is there anything that you've recently brought back with you that has like changed your life? Or something you've tried,
food-wise, you're like, that is banging.
Okay, so India was a big thing for me because chai tea is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's like they make it out there, you know, properly. It's amazing. And then obviously like curries out there, amazing.
Out
street food is unbelievable.
They have masala tea as well, Tris, or something.
Masala,
is that the same thing? Yeah, that was nice.
It must be cool, like you're getting to do all these things and having all these new experiences, but having it together, like going to all these new places. Yeah. It's really cool.
Lads on tour.
Lads on tour.
For the past 4 years.
without the shirt.
Yeah.
Becca, is that good for you?
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Will you be purchasing some Lapsang Souchong on the way back to your house?
No.
Definitely no. All right, Enid and Bingo is always good when we have you guys on. We're going to play middle of the night, and then we are going to get you all in position. Chris, what are you wearing today? Because obviously it's four against one again.
Yeah, I'm going for just swim shorts, hoodie. The guys look like they're ready to go. It looks like you're wearing like PE clothes.
Yeah, this is the first time we've actually changed for this, because we used to just like come like and had to do like the rest of the day just wet. Yeah. So we've actually taken it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not ideal.
What are you wearing?
Brad's on the computer. You're doing some online shopping, bro?
No, I've just looked at Chris Stark's Twitter and you've just put out a very strange tweet, which is weird.
Oh, great. So
any ladies want to come and try my Lapsang sushi? Oh,
it's probably not helpful.
I wonder what you're doing there, Brad, during the interview.
Yeah,
all right, we'll play Middle of the Night by Vamps and Marcel Jensen, and then let's get into Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
Let's do this.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Hi, you've got trunks on as well.
Yeah. This isn't fair.
What's not fair?
He's got a onesie around his crotch.
I think it kind of is, because like we're all against him
okay,
right now.
Okay, maybe we'll let you on.
Yeah. Oh, you've got an extra onesie there, Chris, around your...
Yeah, I'm only just... It's like an added skirt.
All right.
Yeah. It is four against one today, so two of the vamps... Behind. Well, it's kind of like a formation of four, all aiming in Chris's direction. So.
We've gone for a 2-2 formation today.
I like it. Brad, do you can your shorts get any higher, do you think?
I reckon they can.
Is that a challenge?
No.
I think it is.
The outfits. I mean, who starred you for these today?
Today, it was Vivian Westwood.
Dolce & Gabbana.
I like it that you've for the first time, you've actually kind of dressed for the game.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all good. Summer, very summery. Okay, right, here we go. Water then, please. We know what to do. You've played this before.
Mm-hmm. You've got one, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Mm. We're going over to the Six Music Breakfast Show, first of all, with Sean Keaveney. Everyone got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
Judging from this clip, it sounds like Sean does know his audience very well. I mean, he must do if he's willing to tell them this.
Something was different. Better. I've got come in my shorts this morning, which is unfortunate.
Straight in the back, con man. Sorry. Come on.
I didn't actually mean to do that.
What's happened is Sean has misjudged the weather again and arrived at work in his shorts. Tough luck, Sean. He's done that before.
I've got come in my shorts this morning, which is unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
Connor, okay. You're normally quite restrained there. But you
coming straight away.
Yeah, Connor went straight in.
Water,
please, the vamps and Chris. Now we're going over to Who Do You Think You Are on BBC One. And we join the show as Craig Revel-Horwood discovers a little more about his gold mining ancestors in Australia. The miners he met were so accommodating. I mean, imagine getting an offer like this from someone you've only just met.
How exciting is that? I'm not sure if you're aware, Craig, but today we are mining directly under here. And if you'd like to come underground, I can show you the base of this shaft.
What happened?
Bloody hell. Right, you are getting this.
No, am I, yeah?
Brad's getting a hard time. It's all.
Mm-hmm. Craig Revel-Horwood made his excuses and left. Didn't
the tiger's face is very unfortunately plain.
Oh, sorry.
Craig didn't take up the offer at all though, which is a surprise.
And if you'd like to come underground, I can show you the base of this shaft.
Okay. Water, please. Mm-hmm. Now we're going over to Inside the Factory on BBC Two, and another appearance from Greg Wallace on Innuendo Bingo. I never really thought of Greg Wallace as the kind of bloke who would have a catchphrase, but if he wants one, I really think he maybe needs to rethink this one.
I'm Greg.
Nice to meet you, Greg.
Why have you got these great big things?
On the container itself, it's actually got a seal on it, which we always check before the vehicle's arriving to make sure the container hasn't been interfered with.
Coming in, let's have it off.
No. Needs a bit of work, that, Greg.
Coming in, let's have it off.
Mm-hmm. Water, please.
Oh, that was horrible.
That was horrible, Chris. It sounded unpleasant. One of our favourite clips from Tuesday now, from BBC Five Live. Reporter George Riley is interviewing Tim Henman on Wimbledon Centre Court. Now, Tim gets so much access, unlimited access at Wimbledon. He can go where he wants and... Well, he gets to see a lot more than the general public do.
So it's been challenging, but I think the court looks very good. I did take a picture of, Djokovic's hole.
Battered, absolutely battered.
I think James and Connor are stood behind, so I think they do definitely have the advantage staying dry.
I've got obliterated there.
Tris and Brad, not so much. They're getting wet as.
I'm a team player.
I did take a picture of, Djokovic's hole.
Man, that was from
Steve. Did you have three cups of water in your mouth?
Mate,
there?
That was like relentless spray my way. It sort of met in the middle. You two, and it was like
remember,
cloud.
Send us your clips. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We can't do any of the bingo without you. We need you to find where the clips are, so let us know. Right, going over to BBC Local Radio now. BBC Gloucestershire. Presenter Nikki Price. Massive, massively famous in that region. Big following. And it's easy to hear why.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll talk about the music festival as well in the next few minutes while I just get my breath back, actually, after playing the pink trombone.
Are you going for me? No, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my ass, man. Sorry, my bottom.
Your bottom. Yeah.
While I just get my breath back, actually, after playing the pink trombone.
Live on BBC Gloucestershire. So okay, water, please. A classic clip now from the news on Ken Bruce's show on BBC Radio 2. Now, I would imagine it's quite difficult to be tough on Brexit talks with a name like this. Water, please.
Chief economic advisor has insisted that though he will be tough during Brexit talks, he won't seek to punish Britain. Jacques Maillard, who's a Republican member of the French Parliament...
Oh, my neck. Still going.
Oh, my mouth. Jelly.
What's going on? That was a member of the French Republican Party there, Jacques Maillard.
Scott, yes. How come you never play this?
I did once.
I'm sure we can get someone else to do the controls for a bit.
Do you want to swap?
There's another chair
next time.
Just over here.
That's all right. Someone needs to hold this together, guys.
You're wearing shorts as well, aren't you?
Yeah?
Yeah, so you're ready.
Next time. I'll do it next time with you.
Jacques Maillard, who's a Republican member of the French Parliament.
That's right. Okay, Radio 4 now. It's the Today programme. Now, the team over at Today know how to get to the bottom of a story. Hard-hitting questions all the way. Ready? Here we go.
Good morning.
Hello.
What should we know about Fanny?
What?
Completely missed that. Well done, everyone.
Sorry, they were too busy.
I said, let's get each other.
Go. Here we go.
Right, ready?
Radio 4, the Today programme. Great question. Straight in.
Good morning.
Hello.
What should we know about Fanny?
Okay, who is wettest right now?
Oh, my
Brad. Brad.
Definitely me.
Okay.
Oh, I need a...
Oh, you should
man.
Have
seen me last time, though.
One more.
I'd love a bath after this.
Shall we?
Here we go, one more. Finally over to BBC Four, and it's the Great Barrier Reef. Now, that's been a tourist hotspot for years. And, it's no wonder when sites like this are on offer.
In summer, Rain Island's the most crowded destination on the Great Barrier Reef. It may look chaotic, but there is some order here. Brown boobies are everywhere.
And they are everywhere. That was Inya de Bingo, absolute shambles with the Vamps. Brad is literally so wet. Oh, it's gone everywhere, hasn't it?
It's everywhere.
Literally, they're everywhere. Everywhere.
So cold.
Thanks, lads.
Scott Mills.
By playing that Eric Prydz track, I'm just trying to get us all a bit excited for Radio 1 and Ibiza, because that's happening soon. Not this weekend, or the one after, but the one after that is Radio 1's legendary Ibiza weekend. And it's about this time of year that Chris starts going, oh, I wish I could go to Ibiza just once.
It's true that.
Gets all sad, because you would love to go, wouldn't you? Just to experience it, like, for just one time.
I've never been.
I know.
And you've been before, and you've told me amazing stories about it.
What do you imagine it to be like?
Well, my only points of reference are films and obviously everything that I've seen that Radio 1 does out there. So I think it would be incredible. Like I don't want to say things, so I don't want to do it down like how it is in my head. But I just imagine super, super clubs.
Yeah.
Best DJs in the world.
Yeah. You'll get to go
amazing
one time.
Sunsets.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I apologise for another remix, but this song does sound a bit like something from South Park, so. Here we go. I was walking down the street the other day, trying to distract myself, but then I see your face. Oh wait, that's someone else. Two tablespoons of cinnamon and two or three egg whites. We're running out of music. Trying to make it disappear, but just like the Battle of Troy, there's nothing subtle here. You'll be in heaven soon. Even if it's in my dreams. Scott Mills. Ollie is 23. He's in Andover. Hello.
Hello there. You okay?
Yeah, so you're choosing either mine or Chris's bangers today. Ollie, have we met before?
We have actually, yes.
Where was that?
In the Southampton Uni Tour.
Oh, when we did a couple of years ago a student tour of unis, didn't we? Up
yes.
and down the UK. Did you come to that then?
I did, yeah, but I actually ended up at the wrong university first.
What? Okay, well, we were at Southampton Uni.
Yeah, well, I went to Solent.
Oh, don't do that. Ooh.
No, and there was just some old man in the bar.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you've gone to the wrong uni there.
Yeah.
I did, yeah, and then I had to get a bus, and the bus driver really wasn't that friendly.
Right.
Oh, no.
Did you make it in the end? Yeah. Did you come see us?
I did, yeah. I had a picture with you both.
Oh, wicked. Okay, cool. We should do something like that again.
And I bought you a box of milk tray.
I mean, we obviously appreciate it as well. I'm just hooing your gift there.
You did, I remember that. I actually
very
do remember
kind.
The blue box there, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you went for it all, didn't That's you, great. Scott? I didn't get any of that, actually.
Did you not even see them?
No, you didn't give it to me, Ollie. I don't seem to remember. Or did you tell Scott to pass it on? That happens sometimes.
No.
I'd be like, oh, make sure you give some to Chris. It's like, I never see it.
Didn't even have one. Not even the strawberry one, did
no,
you?
No, nothing.
Okay, Ollie, this is what I've got for you today. Pick me, because it's good. It's this. You're a wild one. Not a who. Massive.
No, it's... You know how much I love this song, Scott.
Great song. Come on, Ollie, it's a banger.
It is good, but I just want to know if there's something a bit more, like... dancey that Chris has got.
That's okay, Ollie. You want something a little bit more Ollie, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is Sia and Flo Rida with Wild Ones. Quite dancey.
Although, Ollie, let's see if you like this one. This is my choice today.
He's in a wind tunnel. This party, dance
everybody, make it hot in this party. Don't stop, move your body. Tune.
Who's
Bob,
this?
Bob Sinclair.
Oh, yeah.
Rock this body. I don't think either of us have offered this. Yes. Either of us have offered this on bangers before. Oh, this could be good.
Okay.
Hard choice today.
It's not.
Fair.
It's not.
Yes.
It's going to have to be Chris.
Oh, yes.
I just called them, so they should be here quite soon.
No, no need for these.
Here they are.
Only the Gal Dem Scolari. What a tune. I've won the week already as well. Buzzing.
Ridiculous.
3-1 to me.
Ridiculous.
God, the week.
Oh, how did I not win that one?
That's 2 weeks in a row, I think.
I like that. It was like, it was quite a hard choice today. It's not. That was Bob Sinclair.
Scott Mills.
There's a new word that people are increasingly using on social media. I'm not down with it. It's not okay. Do you remember when something used to be your jam?
Yeah.
That's being replaced now, I see a lot. It's not a new word, it's an old word off of the 60s, I think. But I just saw someone say it on Twitter about your banger, Bob Sinclair. It's a bop.
Oh, no.
Bop?
No, I've not seen that so much.
Can we please not make bop a thing?
Mm. Mm.
It's a bop? No.
Problem is, by saying it, you're going to increase the chances of that happening.
It's not for me, that.
Let's steer clear of that one.
Yesterday, we had YouTuber Mikey Mix TV on the show. He's a new fan of Dua Lipa after doing a reaction video on YouTube for her new track, New Rules. So we got her on the phone, we connected them both, and he told her that
basically slayed his existence.
That video slayed my existence. I just slayed your existence. Okay. We can hashtag slay my existence.
What does it even mean?
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Loads of people on their holidays listening to Radio 1 at the moment in the daytime. Megan's been on, loving the tunes while I sunbathe in sunny Spain. Hey, Megan, have a good holiday. She says, can't wait for the summer mix. Yeah, barbecue bangers, 3:45. BBC Radio 1. Alice Levine has joined us, guys. Hi.
Hi.
Real or No Real is on some kind of hiatus right now because summer mix. Having a well-deserved break.
Like a little 1D-style rest. Yeah,
just gone on all-inclusive. It'll be back soon.
Okay.
But Alice is going to help us with something else this afternoon. We've been speaking on the show this week about complaining. Myself, I hate it. I'm not any good at it, and I don't care for it.
Also, you got people to complain for you. If you're going to do a complaint, you'll get someone else to do the complaint.
Oh, do you outsource it?
Yeah,
no,
yeah, absolutely does. He called me the other day, in fact, yesterday, doing a complaint because our food hadn't arrived.
Well, they just walked off without delivering the food, so he sent a strongly worded email.
Quite right.
This is of a great inconvenience due to the nature of our work.
That's what he said.
I like putting things into those kind of emails that make it sound all the more important, like it was broadcast critical, things like that.
Yes. Without this, the show would have not got on the air to the nation.
It ground to a halt.
Like my friend Adam, who had been for a couple of drinks, then went to the fast food restaurant that does the McFlurries. Now, on the board, it says you can get McFlurries anytime.
Yeah,
can't
surely.
Get them at night.
No. Now, if it says it on the board, I'm sorry.
Well, that's what he sent the letter about, the email about.
Well, he would.
But now really regrets it. I bet you love a complaint.
When it's due, I don't think you should complain about little things, but if something's really wrong, I will absolutely tip-tap on the typewriter and send that off, yeah.
That's the thing, I think you quite enjoy the sport of complaining.
Yeah, I can imagine you're a good one.
I've received vouchers in the past, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is that why you're doing it, though?
No, it's just a sense of satisfaction and, like, it's the principle.
It's not, it's a good excuse for you to bring out the Levine-headed paper.
Oh, I bet
you get all official.
Have you got Alice Levine-headed paper?
I do have stationery.
Ah!
And so you.
Of course you do.
Yeah, not headed notepaper, but I do have postcards with my name on the back.
What do you mean?
Where do you send them to?
Just, you know, like thank you cards and that.
Oh, my God.
That's why you've never received one.
You were the one with a really good pencil case at school, weren't you?
Are you joking? Of course. Every September, new one. State of the art. One of those ones that folds out into different sections.
Yeah, I would have got pencil case envy from you.
Kind of like a mini toolbox.
Things you never use.
All the protractors, all of the compasses, compi, whatever the plural is.
It's not that.
That's something different.
Stop.
Yeah. Don't call it that.
So,
oh God.
We have asked for some people to send in their really cringe complaints.
Yes, great.
So we've got a guy called Sean, who we're going to speak to in a minute. He wrote a letter of complaint. Maybe he had a couple of drinks, but now really regrets it.
I think even if you're in the right, you do get that retrospective feeling of, oh, I kind of wish I had
it. Oh, it is a bit cringe.
The next day, you're like, oh, what have I done? Why did I say that? Why did I use those words? We'll speak to Sean after this.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Today, we're doing something a bit different. We've been asking for your letters of complaint. Just forward them on to us, even if you think they're a bit cringe. And to be honest, I've got hundreds. I want to speak to Sean now. Hi, Sean.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Good. So what was your complaint about?
Well, you see, the lads and I went on to Cardiff. Basically, we stayed in a hotel. And the service wasn't particularly great. So I decided to write a complaint on a well-known website. And didn't know anything about it until the manager responded.
Oh,
and
no.
I got a notification on my phone.
So you've done a late-night complaint.
But the hotel wasn't great, no?
No, it really, really wasn't.
What do you regret? Is it the word you used?
When the manager responded, obviously he's trying to defend the hotel, and I'm reading it for the first time myself back. I mean, the hotel wasn't great anyway, so what I said was true. But there would have been a much more tactile way about going about complaining about it, if you know what I mean.
But I like when managers bite back, because I think it's too easy for people to go on TripAdvisor and ruin a lot of places with a bad review just because you've had a bad experience. And loads of people go on those websites. So I quite like it when the manager has a little go back.
I like it when they're a little bit feisty. Yeah.
Well, I suppose.
Well, what we're going to do is Alice is going to read out the letter bit by bit, and then we can just kind of take it apart with you on the phone.
Oh, that's cool.
Brilliant.
Alice, you've gone all upright.
Yeah, well, this is the body language that's required for such a formal letter.
Your posture's gone really good.
Okay, so this piece of correspondence is entitled Do Not Stay Here in capital letters.
Oh, wow. Strong.
So we're off to a flying start. Mm-hmm. Sean writes, absolutely shocking hotel. The staff are rude and found it too much trouble to take a photo for our group.
Oh, no. Did you want a photo of you and the lads?
Oh, God. We were all, like, getting ready to go out, all dressed up, looking, you know, looking the bomb. We said to the guy, do you mind taking a picture? And he turns around and he had that look on his face like I just asked him for £1 million.
Did he not say, yeah, I'll take a picture?
No.
Sean continues, I had to remind them that we were customers and that was shocking customer service. The hotel itself is completely run down and falling to pieces. I've travelled a lot of the world and even served in Iraq and stayed in nicer mud huts than this. Oh! Garbage.
You don't mean that.
I generally do. I really do.
Is that all true as well?
Yeah, all true.
Okay, good.
I'll pick it up from where I left off.
Sure.
Tried to have a shower this morning, but the water wouldn't maintain a constant heat. There was mould coming through the ceiling and big holes everywhere. Don't bother bringing any friends back, as they think it's a hazard, whatever the hell that means. Oh. I had a long argument with the manager that I'm a paying guest. I'll bring whoever the hell I want to bring back.
Grey area, that. I've always wondered what goes on. If you book the room, surely I should be able to fill it with as many people as I like.
It's like, more like exactly. That, babe.
It's now my room.
No.
Yeah.
Who are your friends that you're bringing back?
It was just a couple of girls we met, and they wanted to use the bathroom, and hotel manager wouldn't let them. So.
Yeah, but I find that mad.
No, they don't.
Because you pay for the room, don't you?
I've tried it many a time. They don't like it.
They don't.
How many girls was it?
I think it was two.
Right, I think it was two.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it from here, Sean. Mm. You'd honestly be better off rolling up your money and smoking it than spending it on this crap.
That doesn't sound so formal.
Oh, God.
Just smoke your money away.
It's kind of lost the air of authority at this stage. Oh, and not to mention that my £64 didn't even come with breakfast. Hashtag mud huts. Hashtag hungry. Hashtag real life. Hashtag gym time. Hashtag abuse. Hashtag go somewhere else. And then, just to end it all, just the peace emoji.
I'm not sure you need hashtags in a complaint.
No. What's hashtag gym time?
There is no reason for them whatsoever other than just a stupid lads thing.
Okay, cool.
Alice, what do you make of the complaint there? How would you rate it?
There are some grammatical issues, I'm not going to lie. There is unorthodox use of capital letters as well. I think potentially it loses some of its pizzazz towards the end.
It's a bit loose towards the end.
Gets a little bit tired and emotional by the last paragraph, but I think some of the points are valid.
Right.
Absolutely.
Do you feel a bit silly now, Sean?
I feel a bit bad. I mean, obviously, you know, the manager did write back and had some good points and stuff, but I've generally tried to delete this. I have absolutely no idea how to do it.
You regret it?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'd still complain. I just would use different wording, obviously. Yeah.
Was the manager sassy on the way back?
Did he use a load of hashtags? That's the important question. Hashtag manager, hashtag boss, hashtag go away, you terrible resident.
Hashtag between two and three girls. Yeah.
Hashtag I'm actually smoking your money.
Hashtag toilet and reception.
So stupid.
It's just the next day when you read it and you go, oh, no. Listen, Sean, thanks for being on. Don't write any reviews anytime soon.
No, I won't be, don't I?
Okay, love you, bye.
Cheers, mate, love you, bye. Scott
Mills. Back tomorrow, last one of the week, 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.